Welcome to the broadcast of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast with Pastor Byron Fitzpatrick.
We are continuing a teaching series that we started a few weeks ago titled, You Want Blank, But You Need Blank. And, so the basis of this message, you know, there's a lot of things that we want in life and a lot of things that we put so much effort into trying to get them. You know, we want more money, better jobs, better careers. Thank God, Tan, she's moving on up in the career ladder and moving on up in the money ladder, too. She better be at least. Anyway, we want bigger houses, bigger, better cars, trips, vacations, bigger TVs. You know, the latest gadgets, clothes, purses, shoes, and the list goes on and on. Not only do we want things, but we also want status. We want to be seen, treated, and respected in high levels, whether it's through our jobs, our career positions, community efforts, through our family and friends and relationships, associates, educational levels. There are so many things that we all want. Everybody wants something, right? And we spend a lifetime trying to attain these things. While we're spending so much time trying, so much time chasing these things, the things that we want, maybe we should spend more time chasing the things that we need. It's not to say that we should not chase the things that we want, but what happens is we spend so much time chasing the things that we want that sometimes we neglect chasing the things that we need. And so the objective of this series is to help us to prioritize our values. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15 and 17, it said, do not love this world nor the thing that it offers. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything that we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but they are from the world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But everyone or anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. I believe that, you know, there are a lot of things that pleases God. And one of our goals in our relationship with the Father is to find out those things that are pleasing to him and to do those things. Amen. You know, as a child, one of the things that children do is they are so moved, they are so motivated by those things that pleases their parents. When they do something and it causes their parents to be happy, causes their parents to be to smile, causes their parents to be proud of them and to brag on them, it makes those children feel good. And so as children of God, you know, it should be on us to want to find out what pleases God so that we can make him smile, so that he can be proud of us, so that he can brag on us. Amen. And I believe that one of the things that pleases God is having our priorities in order. And so we're hoping that through this series that we can prioritize our values so that our wants are not, or our quest in life is not seeking and chasing our wants more than we do our needs. Today's lesson, so the series title I told you is You Want Blank, But You Need Blank. So for those of you that are taking notes, I want you to write this down. Today's message is You Want Passion, But You Need Purpose. Amen. I say that one more time. You want passion, but you need purpose. Have you noticed that all of the wants in this entire series, all of the wants that I've been talking about, that I've shared, are not bad things? All of the wants, you know, we want this, but we need this. The wants that I talk about are not bad things. But what happens is our wants become, we actually push our wants far ahead of our needs. And so what we want to do is take our wants and bring them down and take our needs and push them up. All right. So we don't want to throw away our wants. We want to make sure we just prioritize and put them in the right place. So I want everybody to do this for me. All right. If you're taking notes, write this down somewhere. All right. Write it down somewhere. And that is this. I want you to write down two things that you are most passionate about. All right. Two things that you are most passionate about. Again, our subtitle for the day is you want passion, but you need purpose. So think about your passions. Write down two of your largest or your most, your biggest passions. All right. And we're going to come back to that later. All right. So this is the reason why I want you to write it down, because I don't want you to forget about it, because we're going to come back to it later. So I'm going to tell you what passion is. Let's talk about passion. Okay. Passion is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to want. In fact, we should all want passion, but what good is passion without purpose? Y'all can write that down too, and y'all can tweet that. All right. So what good is passion without purpose? Passion is, it's our desires. Passion is our dreams. Passion is our hopes in life. You know, there's a lot of things that we desire in life. There's a scripture, I can't remember exactly where it's at right now, but there's a scripture in the Bible where it says that God gives us the desires of our heart. Amen. Now, a lot of people get confused, or it has been taught wrong, you know, because of the placement of the emphasis in that, in words. You can say a sentence, and you know that you can put emphasis on different words in a sentence, and it would actually change the meaning of that sentence, mm-hmm. or the delivery of that sentence. So often, you know, God gives us the desires of our heart. So often that's been the emphasis has been misplaced, therefore leading us in the wrong place. You know, there's a lot of things that we desire. You know, we can desire some good things and we can desire some bad things, right? So that doesn't mean that God is going to give us the desires of our heart, because guess what? What if we desire something bad? Is God going to give that to us? No, he's not. What this means is God is going to give us, he's given us, he has desires. He has desires in his hands. And what God does, he gives them to us. All right. Does that make that sense? It doesn't be like, okay, we have a desire in our heart. And God says, okay, let me give you that desire in your heart. No, God says, I have the desires in my hands. I'm going to give them to you. All right. So passion is our desires. When we think about good desires, we think about desires that God has given us. Amen. These desires are our passions in life. Identify, what are your passions? All right. Think about it. Write them down. Just write down two. Passions are our dreams in life. What are your dreams in life? You know, everybody has a dream. Some people, they struggle with trying to identify their dreams. It's not that they don't have a dream. It's because maybe so many things are in their lives, or so many things are in their minds, so many things are going on to where they just haven't pinpointed, or maybe the things have gotten cloudy to where they can't identify and pinpoint what their dreams are. But everybody has dreams. You know, what are your dreams? You know, and your hopes in life. What are your hopes in life? So when you think about your desires, when you think about your dreams, when you think about your hopes in life, you can identify what your passions are. Amen. It is that passion. It is that intense drive or that conviction that motivates you to do or to go after something or someone. You know, we can have passions to go after something or to want something. We can have passions to go after someone or want someone. Amen. There's nothing wrong with having passion toward a person that you want that person. You know, before me and Marguerite became, you know, a couple, you know, there was some passions that I had, you know, for her. And I there was some desires that I had. There was some dreams, some hopes that I had towards Marguerite. And so that it was that passion became alive, and it was that intense drive. It was that conviction that motivated me to do what? To go after her. Amen. There are things in life that we have, you know, you have this intense drive in you, this conviction in you, and it motivates you. It pushes you. It cheers you on to go after that thing. Amen. When you are passionate about something, you are going to work hard to achieve it. Amen. You're going to put in the necessary work to get it. You're going to sweat. You're going to bleed. You're going to, you know, dehydrate yourself. You're going to get blisters on your fingers. You're going to get hoarse. You're going to put in the work. All right. Blood, sweat, and tears in order to achieve that thing. You know, this reminds me of one of my partners. Okay. And that is Travis Patterson. Travis Patterson, I think Carolyn's nephew, Sharika and Richard, you know, their cousin. Travis, you know, so we do some work together. You know, I do some photography and video work for him. And, you know, one of the things that I like about Travis and one of the things I like about being around him is because when you're around him, you see his passion. You feel his passion. You experience his passion. Amen. He's a real estate agent. He used to work for, I believe it was Keller Williams. And then while he was at Keller Williams, he got good, really, really good at selling houses, you know, and he became a student. You could see it in this guy. And I remember having a conversation with him when he was telling me about when he was at Keller Williams. He became a student of the business. He became a student of the game, and he learned so much ins and so much outs and of you know, selling properties and the real estate and the laws and the banking industry and everything when it comes to properties. And he became a really good student. And in that, during that time, he developed a really deep passion for selling properties. He developed a really deep passion for, you know, selling homes and so forth. And not only did he develop a passion for selling properties, he also developed a deep passion or even deeper passion for owning his own real estate company. And today, I believe maybe 3 or 4 years now, I think he's into his own company right now, which is Patterson Homes Real Estate, and doing very good, doing very successful, growing, you know. And so, you know, that being said, you know, one of the things that I noticed about him, you know, he had a passion, you know, for selling homes, a passion for, you know, selling properties and so forth. And I see that there's this thing that he does like every couple months, every 2 or 3 months or so forth. It's called Lunch and Learn. And in this Lunch and Learn, what he does is he invites all of his agents to come out to a luncheon. And in that, he also invites bankers. He invites, bankers in the real estate industry. He invites attorneys in the real estate industry. He invites, you know, people who do any type of work, you know, people who do any type of work when it comes to, you know, the selling, the promoting, the marketing, the closing of a house, of a home or a property. And he invites them. And what he does is he makes them or he gives them the opportunity to teach his agents. And one of the things that you see in him, he is so passionate. You know, when he worked for Keller Williams, he was a student. He learned and he learned and he learned and he got good at it. And one of the things that you see him doing is investing in his agents so that they can learn also. He is constantly pumping in them to learn, to learn, to learn, to learn, to learn, because he wants them to be successful. Guess what? If he can help them to be successful, if he can get them to be a student of what they do, if he can get them to grow their passion for what they do, then guess what? Everybody wins. You know, he wins, the company wins, they win, everybody wins. The people who buy properties win, everybody wins. Nobody loses if his agents are at the top of their game, if they are educated, amen, if they know, if they have a passion for what they do. And, you know, his passion, it also, you can also see, you know, if you pay attention, you can see, you know, what his purpose is or one of his purposes is. And that's to see the delight that he has when he sells a home to somebody. Or when he sells a property to somebody, he enjoys seeing them smile. He enjoys their excitement about getting to know. He enjoys passing over the keys to those people, you know, and they're getting ready to go into their home. That is like a joy. So all of the work that goes into, you know, the selling of a property, the closing of a property is, man, okay, yeah, we're making money doing this. All right. Yeah, we are. But man, to see the smile on those people's faces when they get those keys, it's like, that's what this is all about. You know, that's what this is all about. You know, that being said, passion, it looks different for everyone. You know, some people, you have a passion about giving back to the giving back to society or giving back to your community or serving people or giving back to people, while others, you know, you might have a passion for your own personal gain. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a passion for your own personal gain. As a matter of fact, we should have passion for both areas. We should have a passion for our society, for our community, for giving back to the lives of other people. We should have a passion for our own personal gain. Whatever your passion is, I want you guys to write this down. Whatever your passion is, just be sure that it's for a good cause and it gives joy. It brings joy not only to yourself, but it also brings joy to other people. All right. I'm going to say that one more time just to make sure you got it. Whatever your passion is, just be sure that it is for a good cause and that it brings joy not only to yourself, but to others as well. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23, it says this. It says, whatever you do, somebody say whatever. Amen. Wherever you are, whatever you do, work wholeheartedly. What does wholeheartedly mean? That means with your whole heart in this thing. Work wholeheartedly. What does that mean? It means with passion. Work with whatever you do. Work with passion. Work wholeheartedly as to the Lord rather than to people. Why to the Lord? Because he's the one who gives you the desires of your heart. Amen. They come from him. Your passions, they come from him. Your desires, they come from him. So when you work those desires, when you work those passions wholeheartedly, work them as unto him and not unto people. Amen. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19 and 21. It says this. It says, do not store up treasure. Again, if you're taking notes, write this down. Matthew chapter 6, 19 and 21. Do not store up treasures here on earth, where moth eat them up and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and where thieves break in and steal. It says, store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy them and thieves do not break in and steal. Now listen to this part. This is the part that I want you to capture here in this particular verse. It says, wherever your treasure is, wherever your treasure is. Again, it says, don't store up treasures here on earth. Amen. This scripture goes in conjunction with our scripture, you know, our scripture that's driving us throughout this entire series. It says, do not store up treasures here on earth where moths can eat them up and rust can destroy them, where thieves can break in and steal them. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy them and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be. Did y'all catch that? Wherever your treasures are, there the desires of your heart will be. Who gives us the desires of our heart? I hope y'all catching it. God gives us the desires of our hearts. Wherever your treasure is, there the desire of your heart is. If you are chasing some desires that ain't from God, then guess what? The things that are in your heart are not from God. If you are chasing the things that God did place in your heart, those desires that he did place in your heart, guess what? That's where your treasure, store your treasures in that place. Another word for desires is what? Passion. Another word for desires, passion. Wherever your treasure is, there the passion of your heart will also be. Amen?
Amen.
So as you see, passion is a good thing to want. But again, what is passion without purpose? Passion is a beautiful thing. We should all want passion. We should all, you know, put some work and some effort into passion. Amen. But what good is your passion if it does not have purpose? You know, I told you to write down two things that you are very passionate about. I hope y'all wrote down something because I'm going to pick a volunteer right now to tell me one of your passions. Kena, tell me one of your passions. Caught y'all God, didn't it? Yep. Oh, I know you're looking at shaking your head.
Yeah, you caught me off guard. So
I did it on purpose.
One of my passions I put down is enlightening others, and by that I mean just giving people the bigger picture and teaching others.
Good. I like that. I like that. Thank you, Kina, for being a good sport and sharing with us. All right. Okay. Marguerite, we don't hear from you that often, and my apologies, and you're sitting right here next to me. Okay, tell us, give us one of your passions, Marguerite.
One of my passions is my husband and my family.
Okay.
And then there's...
Just one. All right, so all of you all, I told you to write down, you know, two of your biggest passions. All right, so you got those things written down, and if you didn't write them down, hope you made a mental note of them, okay? So I want to ask you this question. Or ask yourself this question. What is the purpose for your passion? What's the purpose for it? So you think about passion. It's your desires. You know what I'm saying? Passion is your hopes. It's your dreams. All right? So when you identify your passions, this is how you identify your passions, okay? Identify what your hopes are. Identify what your dreams are. Identify what your desires. Identify what your desires are. Now that you identified your passions, ask yourself the question: what is the purpose for your passions? Why? Actually, put a why on that. Big old why. Why? This is my passion. Why is it my passion? If you can define the why of your passion, you have identified the purpose for it. So many people have passions, but they never ask themselves the question, why? Why is this my passion? I have a strong, there's something that's in me that gives me that strong intent, that strong desire to go after it, to chase it. Something in me motivates me to put in blood, sweat, and tears to go after this thing. But why? Why? What's the purpose for this? God has put something, this strong passion in me. God has given me this desire and it's intense. But why? Why is it? So define the why. If you cannot define the purpose for your passions, hear me, people. If you cannot define the purpose for your passions, you just might be wasting time. And we do not want to be living this life wasting time. Or if your purpose isn't for a good cause, and it doesn't bring you or other people joy, then why are you doing it? Why are you? If it's not for a good cause, like I said, if it's not bringing you joy, if it's not bringing other people joy, why are you doing it? You know, sometimes we have passions and we're putting so much work and so much effort and we're spending so much time of our lives. We wake up in the morning thinking about it. We go to bed at night thinking about it. And we spend all of these hours in between chasing these things. And we haven't even defined why. We haven't even figured out the purpose for what we're doing this for. We might be wasting our time. I want to encourage you people, do not waste this time, this precious time that God has given you. That's why it's so important to have purpose. Amen. Ephesians chapter 10 or chapter 2 and verse 10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Why? Why? God has a passion for us. He has a purpose for us. Why? We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Why? To do good works. For a good purpose. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for a good purpose. To do good works. Why? Which God has planned since your birth for you to walk in. Somebody ain't heard that. Somebody didn't catch that. You didn't catch it. Your passion needs to have purpose. Amen. Your passion needs to have purpose. So let's dig a little bit deeper into this purpose thing. Amen. We've been spending a lot of time talking about passion. So let's dig a little bit deeper into purpose. What is purpose? Purpose, something set up to have an object or an end to be attained. What's your purpose? Your purpose is something that's set up to have, you know, it's something that you put it, it's something that's in place to obtain an object or to attain a certain end. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know, it is the intent behind what you do. What's the intent behind your passion? What's the intent? The purpose of your passions are the end goal and the intention of, or the intent of your passion. What's the end goal? What are you trying to achieve? When you get, when you chasing your passions, when you chasing your desires, when you're chasing your dreams, your hopes in life, what's the end goal? What's, in other words, this ain't no trophy, but if this was a trophy, what's the trophy? What's the trophy? You know, if it was the Olympics, what's the end goal? A gold medal. What's the gold medal? So your passion, what's your gold medal? What's your trophy for your passion? What is the intent? What is the end goal for your passion? I mean, for your purpose. Your purpose. I'm sorry, I keep saying passion. For your purpose. Your purpose is that end goal. I was right saying passion. For your passion. The end goal for your passions is your purpose. So your purpose, you know, you have these passions, your purpose becomes your gold medal. It's my purpose. When you were at the Olympics, what's the purpose of you running in the Olympics or participating in the Olympics, you know, doing aerobics or doing swimming or diving or running? What's the purpose? You have a passion to run track. Yeah, you do have a passion to run track. You spent a whole lot of years training to run track to get to the Olympics. Why? So that you can wear that gold medal around your neck. That's the purpose. Y'all get that? Okay. One of my passions, I'm coming to a closer on here. One of my passions is this. Hang on for just a second, guys. I got to make a little bit of adjustment here. All right. One of my passions in life.
Did you just tell me now?
What did she say? Bye-bye.
It sounded like it, didn't it?
Oh, no. It sounded like Sydney took over her phone or a tablet or whatever. She took in charge. Anyway, okay. So we're bringing this to a closure, right? Bringing this to a closure. And that is this. One of my passions in life is photography. I love photographing people. You know, it started off as a hobby. My kids, when Dion was born, I was like, you know, I wanted to document. I want to have great documentation of, you know, video footage, pictures, you know, of my kids growing up from a little kids. You know, as a kid growing up, you know, I used to watch these, you know, I see people and particularly white people, you know, it's like they got video footage, man, from a long time ago. Like, you ain't gonna find, there is no video footage of me as a little kid, as a baby, a little kid, you know, playing sport. Ain't no video footage nowhere. You know, there's some pictures, you know, fumbling around here and there, but ain't no video footage nowhere. And I'm seeing all these white kids and white people and stuff. They got all kind of video, man, going, like, how do you get it? I want to have some good video and I want to have some good pictures of my kids. So I bought a nice camera and I bought a video camera and I started taking a lot of pictures and a lot of video. You know, I got whole lots of pictures and videos right now of my kids, you know, when they was little, from the time they came out the womb, you know, to graduation. I got a bunch of stuff. And in other words, it became a hobby of mine. And, you know, I got good at it. You know, I was become a student of trying to use the equipment so that I can become good at it. And as it become a hobby, you know, I would take my camera to places, to other people's events and different things and take pictures. And I would just give them to them. And people start telling me, they say, you need to charge. I'm like, man, I charge. What are you talking about? Anyway, I tested it out and people was willing to pay me, you know, and I thought I was trash. I was trash. But it became a passion. Mm-hmm. It became a passion of mine. A hobby turned into a passion. And, you know, I love photographing people. I love shooting people. I love the actual experience that comes with doing a photo session. I love the experience that comes with doing events, you know, doing weddings, doing birthday parties and different things like that. I love it. It's fun. I have fun doing it. I enjoy it. You know, I love seeing the finished product. You know, to me, it's like artwork. You know, when there's some things I look at and I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. I love this. And there are other things I look at like, ooh, this is trash. I don't like this. But to, for me, it's like, it's artwork. You know, as an artist, when you, if you're an artist, if you draw, if you paint or whatever, you, you know, digitally design or whatever, there's some things you do and you like love it. There's other things you do, you think it's trash. But anyway, it's like art. I love it. You know, it's like my canvas. It's like my painting or whatever you want to call it. But most of all, I absolutely love seeing people's reaction to the finished product. I like seeing the finished product, but I love to see people's reaction to the finished product. You know, my work has caused people to see themselves in a better light than they did before. There's sometimes when I take pictures of people, you know, they are very self-conscious about their image. They're very self-conscious about what they look like, you know, and so forth. And then I'll take a picture and sometimes I'll take a picture and I'll show it to them right after the, right out of the camera, you know, before I even do any edits to it. And I'm like, man, look here, here, look at this. And they'd be like, oh my gosh, that looks so good, you know, and so forth. And I've seen my work cause people to feel better about themselves. It caused people, you know, it helps them. It helps to boost people's self-esteem. I've actually witnessed people's self-esteem, you know, their self-image of themselves be boosted from the images that I took, you know. It has caused people to gain an extra courage. You know, I do a lot of professional work as well, you know, video and photography. And I see people and they, you know, they build up that extra courage or that extra confidence, you know, to go after that career or to go after that job. You know, someone just called me recently and they are trying to get into a particular career and stuff like that. And so they need just some basic headshots to go along with their resume and their portfolio and stuff like that. And you know what, when you do something like that, it just caused them, they see it and they be like, oh my gosh, this is great. You know, my resume or my portfolio was good, but now that I got these pictures in here, oh, I'm gonna kill this game. Oh, they cannot say no to me. You know, it gives people the extra confidence. It gives them the extra courage to go forth. You know, our slogan, the slogan for Snapchat Photography is this, turning moments into memories. Turning moments into memories. That's our slogan. That's what it, you know, we have so many moments in life, but you know what was so valuable about those moments is when they become memories. And that's my goal. That's what I want. That's what I want to accomplish. That's my purpose. My purpose, my passion is photography. My passion is creating artwork. My passion is helping people to feel better about themselves. My passion is my desires in it, there's an intense desire, you know, that pushes me to want to know more, to want to learn more, to want to do more, you know, to expand and grow and so forth. But at the end, the purpose of it is turning moments into memories. That's my purpose. Amen. Here's a family. I did a wedding last month. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I did a wedding last month and sometime in January, I met with the bride and the groom at the church where the wedding was going to be at. I met with the wedding coordinator and we were just all going over some details of the ceremony and everything so that I could be well prepared about, you know, what their expectations of me and what I need to, you know, capture in this, during this wedding and so forth. And as we were standing there in front of the church, you know, toward the altar of the church and stuff, and we're all talking, and the bride shared with me, she said, you know, we got met, this was their 20th wedding anniversary. So they're actually doing a vow renewal. All right. So they already married. They're doing a vow renewal. She said it's going to be their 20th anniversary. And so they're doing a whole big old wedding for their vow renewal in the church and everything, you know, the whole nine. And she said to me, they, when they originally got married, they don't have no pictures. And the reason why is because the photographer that they hired to do their wedding lost all the pictures, something with the memory card or their hard drive. Something happened. They don't have no pictures of their actual wedding. So she told me, she said, this is really about the pictures. All this is really about the pictures. She said, I only have 7 years left. And so I want to make sure that my husband and my kids got plenty, that they have a lot of good memories of this day, you know? And I said, whoa, stop. Wait a minute. Back up. I said, let's go back to that. I said, you said that you had 7 years left. I said, clarify that to me. What does that mean? She said, well, I have some organ failure and The doctors told me that I only have 7 years to left, 7 years left to live. And I said, oh, wow. She said, but don't be sad for me. She said, I'm happy. My life is good. My family is good. And she said, whether I got 7 years or whether I got 70 years, it's all God's, all in God's hands. She said, so don't be sad for me. And she said, but I want this wedding. So whenever I go, she said, I want to make sure that my husband and my kids got a lot of good memories, you know, of this day. And so she said, I said, okay. I said, I got you. And so I did this wedding. I hired a good friend of mine to come along and shoot this wedding with me. We both shot it together and did a, you know, it was a beautiful wedding, a great wedding. We got all kinds of pictures. I mean, from the beginning to the end, you know, we got all kinds of stuff. We got some great footage and what have you, great photos. Yesterday, they get a photo album with their wedding package that they purchased. And so yesterday I delivered the photo album to the husband. He came up here and he met me and I gave the photo album to him. And he said to me, he said, man, he said, I just want to tell you, he said, you and your partner, he said, y'all are some professionals. Y'all are some professionals of what you do. He said, I was just blessed just to see how y'all was working. He said, because y'all did that. And he said, man, y'all made us look like some superstars. He said, I ain't never looked that good before. And he was just going on and on and on and just so thankful, you know, job accomplished. What happened? Turning moments into memories. That's what that lady asked for. She asked me, she said, I want to make sure that my family has good memories. And what we did is turn those moments into everlasting memories. That's the purpose. That's the purpose for this thing. You have a passion. You have dreams. You have desires. You have hopes in life. There is something that, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you know, and throughout your day, there's something that you want so bad that you put a lot of work into it. You put a lot of thought into it. You put a lot of effort into it to make that thing happen, to attain those things that you want in life. And going after those things, you should want passions. You should chase passions. You should go after those things. Amen. But ask yourself the question, why? What's the purpose behind it? Because at the end of the day, if your passions don't have no purpose, you just might be wasting your time. Having a purpose is a fundamental component of living a fulfilling life. I said in part one, there's a statement I said in part one, I want y'all guys to write this down, tweet it, whatever you got to do to it. And here's this right here. It's more important to live a life fulfilled than to live a life filled. We spend so much of our time and so much of our effort in life chasing the things that we want, so we fill our life with a lot of stuff that we don't need, a lot of stuff that doesn't have a purpose for it. And it's more important to live a life that's fulfilled than to live a life that is filled. When we prioritize our wants over or our want and our needs and get them in the right place. In other words, our wants are way up here and our needs are way down here. We spend so much time chasing our wants that we neglect our needs. We need to switch that, okay? Don't throw the wants away, they're good, but just prioritize, push your needs up above your wants. Did I freeze here? Push your needs up above your wants. So keep the wants, just push them down and push the needs up. When we do that, guess what happens? We start putting more work into living a fulfilled life as opposed to living a life filled. Amen. Without purpose, we won't have the motivation to achieve great things in life. Sometimes we don't even want to do simple things such as get out of the bed in the morning. I mean, we've all been there before. Well, we just didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. We're just like, man, I wish I could just lay here all day long. I just don't feel like it. But man, when your passion, when you understand the purpose for your passion, when you understand what the why behind your passions, I'm get up. It's time to go. I can't lay here all day long. I can't do this. I got a purpose in life. I got some things. I got some strong desires. I got some dreams. I got some hopes in life. There's a strong, intense drive that's in me right now. I got to get up and make it happen because there's a purpose. There's a purpose for me doing this. When you don't have purpose, guess what? You become boring. You become a boring person. Are you boring? If you're a boring person, then ask yourself the question, do you understand your purpose? Don't live a life without purpose, because you will become a boring person. We can become filled with anxiety, and we can fall into depression when we don't understand purpose, the purpose for what we're doing. Nobody wants to be filled with anxiety, live a life that's filled with anxiety. Nobody wants to live a life in depression. What's a purpose? Understand your purpose. On the other hand, having a strong sense of purpose can have a positive effect on our lives. If you look at any successful person, you pick them, pick somebody out. Look at any successful person, you will find that they have a strong sense of purpose. A strong sense of purpose. Something that makes them get up in the morning. Something that makes them do the things that they have a passion for. Something that makes them set some realistic goals in life and get them things, make them happen. Every successful person has a strong sense of purpose. They also have a deep passion that gives them confidence to work very hard to achieve what? To achieve their purpose. Whatever your passion is, just be sure that it is for a good cause and that it brings joy not only to yourself, but to others as well. And remember this, in closing, your passion needs to have purpose.
If this message was a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way, you can donate electronically by texting to 84321 and enter the dollar amount you'd like to donate in the message area. Or you can mail a check or money order to Crosstown Church of Memphis, P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee 38104. We invite you to visit our website at www.wearecrosstown.com for more information about our church. Join us for our next broadcast next Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be better.